Радійте, люди, в цю годину, і славте Бога в цю юднину. На небі ангели співають і людям новину звіщають. Спаситель світу народився, вертепі в яслах уповився. Радійте, праведні, співайте, святого Бога прославляйте.
Delightful young choir from Montreal. Those are the students of the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky Ukrainian School of Montreal from a CD that they put out a couple of years back called Usmichnesya Sonechko. It's not a Christmas CD per se, but it does have that and a couple of other seasonal tunes. And again, that was the students of the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky Ukrainian School of Montreal with Zemnyu Yudeysku in the land of Israel. Христос рождається! Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна Макварі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there! Merry Christmas and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paula Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, and I am delighted to have you with me this hour. A very, very warm welcome to you. We have a great show lined up for you on the eve of Christmas Eve, according to the Gregorian calendar, and and the start of our Christmas programming for this holiday season. Sylvia Molnar has a recipe for that quintessential Ukrainian Christmas Eve dish, kutya. And there's still time to make it for this go-round if you haven't done it yet. Keith will be along with news from Ukraine and a little trip down memory lane, a Christmas memory narrated by a very young Roman Onofriechuk, former Ukrainian radio personality and now a professor at Simon Fraser University in Burnaby. And of course, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, season's greetings as well from some special folks in the Ukrainian community, and plenty of great Ukrainian Christmas music. And coming up next is the Todestrick sisters, and one of the duo is actually still in Montreal. The other is in Winnipeg. Charlene in Montreal, Rosemarie in Winnipeg. And this is from their Christmas CD, and the song is called Na Nebi Zirka, A Star in the Heavens.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on their Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Говорить Ірина Белл, продюсер української радіопрограми в Отаві. І мені приємно переслати щирі побажання Павлині Макварі та слухачам радіопередачі «Наш голос» з нагоди Різдва Христового та Нового року. This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa, with best wishes to Paulette Macquarie and the listeners of Nash Holos in Vancouver, Nanaimo, and on the PCJ radio network around the world for a joyous Christmas and a happy new year. Бажаю веселих свят.
З нами Бог, розумійте, народи, розумійте, народи, розумійте, народи.
І покоряйтеся,
і покоряйтеся,
і покоряйтеся,
і покоряйтеся, яко з нами Бог, яко з нами Бог. З нами Бог, розумійте, народи, розумійте. Народи, розумійте, народи,
і
покоряйтеся, яко з нами Бог, яко з нами Бог, з нами Бог, розумійте, народи, розумійте, народи, розумійте, народи.
І
покоряйтеся, яко з нами Бог, яко з нами Бог. God is with us, understand all you nations, understand all you nations, understand all you nations.
And submit
yourselves.
And submit.
And submit yourselves, for God is with us, for God is with us. God is with us, understand all you nations, understand all you nations, understand all you nations.
And submit
yourselves,
and submit,
and submit yourselves, for God is with us. For God is with us, God is with us. Understand all you nations, understand all you nations, understand all you nations.
And submit
yourselves,
and submit,
and submit yourselves. For God is with us, for
Лє мій новина, діва сина зродила, породила благодати, непорочна діва мати Марія. Положила на сіні Вифлеємські яскіні, Йосиф діву потішає, повивати помагає Марії. Ясна зоря освітила, де дитятко породила Марія. Недалеко пастирі пасли стадо в долині, до вертепа прибігають, і з дитятком тут вітають Марію. Царі, аж зі сходу звіздарі для Ісуса ставлять щиро ладан золотої миро Марії. Слава Божа і хвала у вертепі настала, з неба ангели злітають, сином Божим прославляють Марію.
Ukrainian-American singer Andriana Gnap from her CD Chudesna Zirka, and that was Vifliemi Novena, Devnaya Novena, medley of those two, which essentially means wonder in Bethlehem. And before them, you heard actually a medley, a Ukrainian and English version, which it appears as two separate tracks on the original CD, which is called Zname Bog, and that is performed by seminarians from the Holy Spirit Ukrainian Catholic Seminary. And there are two local connections to that CD, that being Father Edward Ivanko is part of the group that was singing, and at that time the rector of the seminary was our own Bishop Novakowski, and they are both, of course, right here in the Lower Mainland. And you might be able to get a copy of that CD from Father Edward, or better still, hear him sing live at the parish where he is the priest, and that is the Holy Dormition Ukrainian Catholic Church in Richmond on No. 2 Road at Railway. And the CD is God is With Us, Zname Bog, and you heard the two title tracks from that CD combined. They are separate tracks on the CD itself, but I put them together just for you because they are so beautiful. God is With Us, Zname Bog. Coming up next, the Englot Sisters. This is an American trio of Ukrainian singers. This next song is from their CD, An American Ukrainian Christmas, and it is another medley, English and Ukrainian, and this one is Silent Night.
Silent Night, oh.
Yeah.
You're listening to Nash Holoth, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello, this ancient traditional dish is made of cooked wheat flavored with honey and ground poppy seeds, and some cooks like to add nuts or raisins. The origins of kutya date back 5,000 years, when it appears the Ukrainian people first cultivated wheat. It is the first dish of the 12-course Christmas Eve supper, without exception. It's thought that the dish symbolizes an ancient religious custom as well as family unity. The number 12 corresponds with the 12 apostles as well as the 12 signs of the zodiac. And while the absence of meat and dairy may symbolize the sacrifice of fasting in Christian tradition, ancient pagans and even Christians believed that on this magical night, animals could talk, so the meal was meatless out of respect for them. If you can't get wheat kernels fresh from the farm, you can find it at almost any health food store and in some supermarket bulk food sections. For this recipe, you'll need 2 cups wheat kernels, water to cover, salt to taste, 1 cup honey, 1/2 cup poppy seeds, 1/2 cup chopped walnuts, optional. Soak wheat overnight in water to cover. The next day, simmer it in the same water, covered, for 4 to 6 hours, stirring occasionally or until tender and the kernels are beginning to burst. Add more water if necessary and salt to taste. When the kernels are done, stir in honey and simmer on low heat. Do not boil. Scald 1/2 cup of poppy seeds in water to cover, then drain. Grind in a blender, food chopper, or coffee or nut grinder. This step is important to get the most flavor. Add poppy seeds and walnuts to the wheat and honey mixture. This serves 8 to 10. Serve kutya warm or cold. It's freezer friendly and keeps in the refrigerator for about 2 weeks, if it doesn't get eaten before then. As delicious as it is, I probably don't need to point out that it is also very healthy, full of whole grain healthiness and lots of fiber and no sugar. It's traditional at Christmas, and of course, it's in our cookbook. So try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, scuffles in the Rada, and Ukraine's most destitute affected by the cold weather. I'm Keith Perron. Well, last week we told you about the opposition parties outside the Ukrainian parliament, the Rada, that were tearing down a fence around the building. Well, that was nothing compared to what was actually going on inside the parliament, where fistfights broke out. Something apparently that seems to be quite the norm in Ukraine. We have this story from Sarah Constantine.
Ukraine's new parliament opened its first session with a brawl. Politicians from opposition and ruling parties pushed and shoved each other to be able to approach the speaker's stand. And two opposition politicians suspected of being about to defect to the government were pushed from the hall. They're accused of betraying voters. It was not a fight. These people are betrayers. They swore on the Bible. They gave an oath to the Ukrainian people that they will stay with the opposition faction, but they didn't. Members of the ruling party of regions feel differently. We've already seen some MPs working in different parties and then leaving them for another or becoming independent candidates. There shouldn't be any kind of political slavery. As the session began, around 100 people gathered for an anti-fascist demonstration, breaking down the fence outside Parliament. And members of the feminist group Femen tried to break into Parliament to protest about government corruption.
So far this past week, nearly 200 people have been hospitalized due to the cold weather in Ukraine. Now, there are roughly around 5,000 homeless people in the capital, Kiev. But there is only one overnight shelter, and they only have beds for 150 people. There are a number of charities throughout the country that have set up tents where the homeless can go in the daytime for a meal, a hot cup of tea, and to get out of the bitter cold. But so far, there have already been more than 20 reported deaths in the last 7 days from people freezing in the streets. We have this story from Dario Diguts.
The cold snap is bringing deaths in Ukraine. Around 200 were hospitalized since the beginning of the heavy frosts. During the last week, the temperatures plunged to 20 degrees below zero, heading the homeless for disaster. Most of the frost victims were found on the streets.
All the people who looked for help got it. These days we work along with the Ministry of Emergency Situations and Social Services.
The authorities have set up 3,000 of heating and food shelters across Ukraine. However, there are only 10 of them in Ukrainian capital Kyiv, where around 4 million people work and live.
We welcome here not only the homeless. To get warm in our shelter can anyone. The homeless can stay here as long as they want, and we also held the sanitary hours together with the Red Cross.
The homeless Alexander is drinking hot tea in a shelter. In the last days, his only dream was to warm up.
I was in such shelter last year. This winter I am here for the first time. It is very important for us to have a shelter. I wish they would let us stay here at night.
To survive in the night is the most serious challenge for homeless. Their habitual refuges don't protect them from cold. They often seek safety and warmth in boiler houses, where they get injured. Here is the only overnight shelter in Ukrainian capital Kyiv. It provides 150 beds, which is for sure not enough for almost 30,000 homeless in the capital. The homeless also say that they are often charged for staying at this place with half of a dollar. However, the demand to show identification documents, which the homeless don't have, is much more troublesome. As a result, a lot of beds in the shelter are always free. Meanwhile, the long lines of homeless can be seen nearby cars carrying the hot social food. The social workers ask the citizens not to pass by the homeless and to help them to survive, as the cold hearts are indeed more dangerous than cold weather. Daria Diguts, Kiev.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. We'll be back next week for more. First, Merry Christmas to you all. We'll see you in 7 days. Bye-bye, everyone.
Dear Mamo, I am coming home for Christmas. The world has gone white. Everywhere you can hear piped in tinkly Christmas music. Every corner has its very own red-faced and big-bellied Santa with a suspended pot, ringing his bell. The whole town is full of colored lights, and Kris Kringle is ever with us. Christmas fever is all about, electric. Billboards are full of holly and deck the halls, and no payments till the new year, what your loved one wants for Christmas, and the little hints of some astonishing past event involving a manger, three kings, a virgin, an old man, and an assorted cast of angels and shepherds. Our home is swamped with Christmas catalogs, and in every department store window, little mechanical elves whir and snap and crackle and pop, all this accented by the symphony of cash registers within. Oddly, people don't seem as friendly as they were when I was a kid. I used to walk down Portage with ubiquitous Vasil in tow, pass someone, "Merry Christmas, mister," and be met with the "same to you." Or at church, "Christos rezhdaitsya," and "here slavita yoho." Now it's "hallo," and "slavita hallo." Times change. Some people change with them. Some don't want to. Some don't have to. I guess that is one of the reasons I'm coming home. You and Tato never had to change. Christmas is always Christmas. So, I'm coming home for what they call an old-fashioned Christmas. Funny, it never struck me as being old-fashioned. Irtsy and the children are going to spend Svita with her parents, and since I'm in these parts, I'm coming home. It saddens me to be spending this time away from them, but things just worked out that way this year. Ihor, the poor kid, can't get away from university. He has an exam on the 6th. So he'll have to spend Sveta alone. We're sort of strewn all over. Sad. On the way home, I'll stop in Regina and visit that amazing kid brother of mine. Remember, he was always my responsibility. Always into some kind of mischief. And me in it with him. How clearly I remember the sound of tightly packed snow and the reflections on the borough street lamps in the thousand little mirrors in those snowbanks by old Strathcona School. He hanging onto my hand, looking like a snowman in all those scarves and dummy mittens. We trudging home from school. He would always fall into a snowbank. Well, maybe I pushed him. He'd get those corduroys of his all wet, and how the snow stuck to them. They would take forever to thaw out and dry. Now I'll drop in on him and see what he is or isn't up to. It'll be so very good to see that Rosh Bashaka again. 4 or 5 days of reminiscences. You might say, Mama, that I'm hooked on the past. And there's a good enough reason for it. Whenever I get to thinking about Sveta, or hear Koleda, or taste Kutya, all I can see or hear is home. You, Tato, and the two of us. We, bright-eyed, avid, unable to sit still, speculating about the marvels hidden under the Christmas tree. The whole house dim candlelight. Our wheat sheaf, the yiduch, whispering of past generations. And somewhere, so very long ago and far away, through the snow and the wind, the bells of the church. Vasil, Neposida, assuring me that the biggest parcel under the tree was his. He used to make us change into our suits and embroidered shirts just before the meal, but always in our room behind closed doors. Up until then, there was nothing under the tree, only an emptiness filled with our anticipations. Then, while we were hidden behind closed doors, a sudden gust of icy wind from an open door, heavy footfalls in the living room, all manner of rustling, a slamming of a door in departure. He would call us, we'd come running. The carpet was decorated with snow footprints, fresh and glistening, and under the tree, shiny, color-wonderful presents. No Santa came to our doors, no Dasher, no Vixen, no Prancer. The giver of gifts was Did Moroz, all cold and frozen and white and scary and gruff and grisly and burdened down with presents. With your help, he gave the best of presents. My aunts and uncles and godparents wouldn't listen to his advice and gave shirts and scarves and cufflinks and tie sock sets. How we hated those presents. But Did Moroz, he was all right, though. He gave toys. Lead soldiers, models, cars and trucks. Later he became a bore and began to give books. Then one year he splurged and gave a piano. That was some kind of trick. Then it was off to the window. Vasil and I glued to that steamy pane, looking up, up and out. Somewhere out there the first star would appear. Important, this star. Very important indeed, for it meant the end of a day-long fast and the beginning of Svyat Vecher and food. So we looked for it, and suddenly there it was, all smiles. All we wanted to do was jump up and down. Mama, mama, there it is, there it is. But it wouldn't let us. It never did. It would wink at us, smile and whisper something about carols and Christmas, about how ancient it all was. You used to tell us about the past, how our people celebrated Kolada before Christ was even born. Some sort of prophecy or premonition. It was that star surrounded by the causeway of our ancestors, the Milky Way, that always woke those images in our eyes, took our fancies flying, soaring with it into the dim past. How that star sang and danced, surrounded by the swirling northern lights in the Milky Way. It swam in and out of our delight. It winked, it blinked, it whispered the scenes of some dim place we had never seen of our ancestors. Enchanted. Yet somewhere there was that gnawing feeling, hunger, those aromas, those scents. Suddenly the spell was broken and the whole world exploded into Mama, Mama, the first star, the first star. Tato, in his shirt sleeves, would go outside carrying a bit of bread and salt, a candle. We watched him from the warmth of the living room. He said something, lips moving, crossed himself, and came back in. There were always tears in his eyes, perhaps from the cold, perhaps from the emotion that gripped the two of you at that moment. The four of us took our places at the table, set for five, candle flickering at the empty setting. The house was alive, full of vibrations as the souls of our ancestors filled all the rooms. A silent moment, the tropar. Rizdvo tvoje, Hriste Bože naš. Magic. No. Holiness. Neither. Both. Magic. Holiness. Communion. There were only four of us, yet it always sounded like a choir of whispers, breathing. It was so quiet. You had to strain to hear it. You had to try. But you could always hear it. Christmas. Christmas was amazing. So many fantastic things occurred. So many beliefs came to life. Before Christmas, a month I guess, you'd bundle us up, two fat little mushrooms, put us up on a sleigh, and off the four of us would go to church. Saturday evening for the feast of Svyaty Mykolai. The whole of Sunday in Ukrainian schools was there. All the older kids dressed up, looking each other over, while we ran around, made noise, Vasil inevitably falling and bloodying his nose. When we got older, we sang on stage and recited those poems. Terrified, shaking, looking into a mass of familiar faces. Yours, Mama, beaming with pride. Tato grinning through his mustache. My boys, what kozarluhe.
Положила Господня сина.
after all the songs and the poems, outward comes Fifthay McAuley. Cotton batten, beard on funny, with all the tinsel and... with all the tinsel from Vullivort's tacked to that cardboard meter. And the angels, their gold and fuzzy halos lopsided and wings just a little cockeyed, covered with 2 pounds of rouge. Svitay Mikolai had presents, called you up by name, asked you if you had been a good boy, and if you had listened to your parents. Indeed you had. Well, perhaps just a little bad, but after all he was a saint and they were of this forgiving sort. You got your present, something educational, and a bag of candies, peanuts, and oranges. Vasin and I loved those candies, all hard, yellow, white, green, and red little spicy peppermint pillows, and the peanuts, wonderfully messy peanuts. No sooner than the smell of dry cleaning left our blue blazers than we had them all dandruffy looking with cracked peanut shells, and those disastrous oranges, like the one I sat on my new gray flannels, for which you nearly disowned me, Mother. Then they'd open the concession and Tata would buy us a milk chocolate and a soda. Oh, it was a world of cotton-bearded saints. Peanuts, candies, oranges, stiff collars, tinsel, chocolates, and a nice warm feeling in the church basement. It wasn't until later, when I was in my senior high school year, and my beard wouldn't stick too well, and one of the angels got the mumps the night before the concert, that this evening came to mean something different. And when that evening would end, he would bundle us up again, put us up in the sleigh, and Tata would haul his two candied, messy, tired, but happy little monsters home. I can still taste those candies and peanuts. 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 The house was full of them on the first day of Sveta. We got to stay home that day from school without even having to fake a cold. We spent the day playing with, fighting over, and inevitably breaking all of our new toys. We got in your way, got into the cake icing, got you wishing that you had sent us off to school after all. And you, Mama, running about worrying if your jackfish would turn out just so, if the borscht would have the right color, worrying if Tata would remember to bring this, that, and the inevitable other thing. At 5, he'd always rush in grinning, a large tinkling bag under his arm. He'd do exactly the same routine we had done all day, get underfoot and ask questions about glasses, mix, and ice cubes. 6:45, still not ready. 6:50, panic. And the three of us, all starched, stiff, in the living room looking very innocent, Tata doing battle with a constricting tie, we watching the door. 7, the doorbell, and you, calm, and the smiling hostess. Magic. And they would come, full of little gifts and big, big smiles smelling of cologne. With them their children, Marco, who bashed me on the head with my new airplane, and tears came, not for the skull, but for the new toy. Marta, who loved onions and ate a bag of tulip bulbs one year because they looked like onions. Stepan, who would cry if we didn't give him half of our classical comics to take home. Our cousin Zoya, who told scary stories. Olenka, who sang. Nadia, who chewed gum constantly. They were older and would bully us into playing house. And I always had to pretend that I was the faithful family dog. Never could figure that one out. All the laughter, all the singing, a great gathering of good humors. Tata scurrying about like a knyaz in his court. Then suddenly, outside the window, a bell. We lived at the end of the block, and the carolers would always get to our place last. Young boys, proud of their voices and their good humor, proud of their new clothes and tipsiness. Caroling. How I learned to love it when I was old enough to go. Going from house to house, storming, swirling in, exuberant, happy, strong, not caring about the checks or receipts, as long as a good drink and smile were offered. All 150 of us wedged into an old Ford. First time Vasil ever got pitchmeleny on mixed liquor, and I had to carry that ox into the house, put him to bed and give you a song and dance about a warm car and gas fumes. Never realized that he'd grown up till then. How we sang. Carols shaking the floors, and where they had a pretty daughter. Huh, even louder, even stronger, even longer. just like the carolers that came to us when I was a child. Maybe not in key. Maybe not with professionalism. Maybe not with great finesse, but with a definite gusto. Carols. How they poured out of the choir lofts on Christmas Eve at midnight liturgy. Rich in arrangements, deathless. Response to priest, his response rising to them. The candelabra, pavuk, tinkling. The candles flickering through the blankets of incense in the brocaded air. Splendor, beauty, holiness. We standing by Tato, he looking profound, your clear soprano cutting the air. All those Christmases, we together, church, home, relatives, songs, caroling, how I took it all for granted. I can see him now, sitting alone at his desk, all around, dark, words milling around on book pages, the quotient, when divided by, when considered, nevertheless must be kept in mind. Outside, the wind, and through it, a home with three at a table that always held four. I wanted to skip that exam on the 6th, but you told me to stay. Learning was important. It's what I told Ihor this year. It was me. It was Vasil a few years later. And now it's Ihor. Mamo, I'm coming home. I need to be with the two of you again. I need to hear the whispered choirs. I need to hear you in the kitchen. I need to look out at that first star. And even though Irtsia is far away, and the kids, and Ihor, and Vasil, I know we will all be united by that whispering choir, the Yiduch, by the thoughts, the carols. Over all these years, I've tried to understand Tato's tears at Svete Večer, and now, I think, I understand. We will all be together soon. We will share that magic and that holiness. Mamo, kiss Tato for me. I am coming home. Home for Svete Večer.
Поздравляю на все вам добре.
Сина притрусила в ясла, положила вас.
A Christmas Memory by Roman Onofriczuk, and that was recorded many, many years ago and actually acquired here at Nash Holos many, many years ago. And it is really a staple of the Christmas programming across Canada, I think, at least certainly in Western Canada. And perhaps we'll catch up with him one day and get all the background on that. But in the meantime, I do hope that you enjoyed A Christmas Memory. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio, and in Nanaimo Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. Please visit us there, register, take our survey, make a donation, sponsor a child, and check out our decades worth of audio archives. Нажами всім членам нашої програми вже часто дома ви сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Той заповідь Божу сповняє, хто про свою родину дбає. And our proverb of the week translates as, he fulfills God's commandment who looks after his own family. Well, that just about wraps it up for another show here. And to take us to the end of our program, we have Sofia Fedena with Nebo I Zemlya. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, do pobachenia.
Земля, небо і земля нині торжествують. Ангели, люди, ангели, люди весело празнують. Христос родився, Бог воплотився, ангели співають, царя вітають, поклін віддають, пастирі є грають. Співають, царя витають, поклін віддають, пастирі є грають, чудо-чудо повідають. Ангели служать своєму королю. І во вертепі творять його волю. Родився, Бог воплотився, ангели співають, царя вітають, поклін віддають, пастирі є грають, чудо-чудо повідають. І ми рожденну Богу поклін даймо, слава Вовишніх слава.